the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks so much for dialing into our Monday Motivation Call. We enjoy doing these calls. They get us started on the right path for our week, and we're glad that you dial in and listen too. We know that Mondays are the days that you kind of set the tone for what can be an incredible week. So we're happy that you join us to kind of dive in, get your mind right, we know that mindset. We've talked about that. We've talked about knowing where you're going, knowing where you're headed, setting those goals, and making sure that you're in the right place to go after them. One of the things that Carly and I have really been talking about recently over the last few days, I think on my end, was kind of, procrastination, not just going all in and going for your goals, whatever they are. You have to commit to the process. And, sometimes we find ourselves putting things off for another day. We find ourselves, waiting for just that right moment to get started when the kids go back to school or New Year's Day. I know that that's a little ways off, but, we all wait. We start making excuses, putting things off till these certain times that we feel like are going to be better. But there is no better time than now to go for it. Whatever your goal is, you have to create a sense of urgency for yourself. Because, obviously we're not promised tomorrow, but you don't get closer to your goal if you wait another day to get started. So, we've talked about the reasons that we do that. Do we feel like we're unqualified? Carly and I love the You're a Badass book by Jen Sincero, and we refer back to it often. And so this morning we were talking about this very topic, and I went right to this section that talks about procrastination and why we feel like we don't go for it right off the bat when we decide that we're going to commit. I know personally, I do this to myself. I am probably the worst procrastinator that I personally know. And I know when I was working on my master's degree, Garrett started calling me last minute Lindy. I did things well and I aced them, and I had a 4.0, but I waited until the last possible second to get my stuff done. I did not want the the nickname last minute Lindy. But why do we procrastinate? And so some of the reasons that, or one section of the book that Jen focuses on this very topic says that, so often when we say we're unqualified for something, what we're really saying is that we're too scared to try it, or not that we can't do it, and we decide that we're going to put it off. It's not necessarily the lack of experience that's holding us back, but the lack of determination to do what we need to do to be successful. And, sometimes we sit here and we overthink things. We get overwhelmed. That overwhelmed feeling paralyzes us instead of, us embracing it and just saying today is going to be the day. I just go for it. I'm tired of having this, mental battle where I put off what I need to do, put off just going for it. We put so much energy into coming up with the excuses why we can't be or do or have the things that we want. And we end up designing our own distractions to keep us from those dreams. And Jen says imagine how far we could get if we would just shut up and use all that energy just to go for it, instead of being paralyzed by that overwhelmed feeling of knowing that you want it, desire it, you put it on your vision board, you've set these goals for yourself, and you sit there in this, vicious cycle of, fear, excuses, and all these things that keep holding us back. The thing is, we are all capable of accomplishing whatever has been put on our heart to go for. You need to realize that you know way more than you give yourself credit for. You just need to put it into action. You know, you're drawn to things that you're naturally good at. And so you just need to use those skills that you have to your advantage and make sure that you're, you know, putting yourself out there in a way that, you know what, is there a chance that you're going to fail? Yes. But do you ever get anywhere if you don't try? No, you can't let fear hold you back. When you really desire and have a need to accomplish this, there's no better teacher, is what she says, than just the necessity of going for whatever it is that you've set your mind to. And that every single time, your passion trumps your fear. If you're willing to just go for it, put yourself out there, and be passionate about what you're doing, then fear will die. You'll kill it. And obviously, faith and passion will trump fear every time. I just know that if you're serious, you know, about changing your life, reaching your goals, you'll find a way. And if you're not super serious and super passionate and don't have that feeling of necessity in looking that direction, that you're going to find an excuse. So you have to be serious about it. You have to be passionate about it. And just remember that doing something is better than being perfect at it. You know, we may not be perfect at everything that we try for, but trying is doing. And the more you try, the better you're going to get at doing whatever that thing is that's causing you to be fearful or to not take action. I'm no master at this, guys. You know, we are learning through this process with you when we're doing these calls, and the things that we're sharing are things that are truly on our hearts and minds, and the things that we're learning through the process of stepping out of our own comfort zones, getting out of our own way to make things happen in our life, to take things to the next level. And so, you know, I have made a decision, you know, today things are changing. You know, we have some new goals that we're reaching for. Carly and I both do. And, you know, they're related to our health and our fitness levels and doing things a different way because we're continuing to learn in all these areas. We in no way think that we have all these things figured out. And so, you know, we are connected to people that are like-minded and are going to help us achieve our goals, and we're excited about it. But part of this process is, you know, continuing to learn, mastering the fears, and starting today, not procrastinating anymore. So, you know, I challenge you to just go for it. I know Carly's got thoughts on this subject too, so I'm going to let her hop on.
Well, thanks, Lindy. And, you know, that's kind of the theme of this call is take the first step, whatever it is, you guys. You don't have to, you know, put a lot of deep thought into it. Just take a step in the right direction. It doesn't even have to be a big step, but do something today that your future self will thank you for, right? So, you know, I have a couple of notes from the same book that Lindy is referring to, You Are a Badass, however, from a different chapter. But this entire chapter, she talks about, you know, not getting overwhelmed with making this big, huge, long list of things that you've got to do to reach your goal. However, you're just focusing on taking the first step. And sometimes that's the hardest one because it really revolves around having to make that decision that you're going to go for whatever it is that you're going for. And even though that first step might not get you all the way to your goal with one single step, it really is just a stepping stone. And so even though that first step might not get you to where you want to be in the end, enjoy where you're at and see your progress. And even if you're just one step from where you started, you're already ahead of the game. And, you know, celebrate little victories along the way too. As you're taking these steps, don't feel like in any way that you have to reinvent the wheel. If you see somebody that is doing what you want to do and being successful at it, you know, figure out what they're doing and do exactly that. In our company, we have amazing leadership, and they are constantly sharing with us what they're doing and bringing us in on their plans. And so why wouldn't we follow exactly what they're doing? In that same chapter that I'm referring to, chapter 8, Jen actually says, don't get caught up in the thunderbolt hype, okay? Number one, the people that you are, hero worshiping, they're the people that are doing what you want to do. Maybe it looks like they got there effortlessly and without a lot of hard work, but I guarantee you nobody ever gets to that point without working their tails off. And so even though they are at the pinnacle of where you want to be, I guarantee you it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, when Jen's talking about don't get caught up in the thunderbolt hype, things aren't just going to happen like that, you know, like a bolt of thunder. And maybe your purpose in life you're not going to have that aha moment. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But find something that you love to do and choose a goal that you're going to enjoy accomplishing and enjoy the journey along the way. Jen also says to follow your gut and to also pay attention to what your fantasies are. If your fantasy is to be like, you know, the number one person in our company, or if your fantasy is to be, you know, a bodybuilder or, you know, something along those lines, then pay attention to it, because your fantasies, even though they may seem ridiculous and out of reach, you know, somebody's accomplished that. Somebody's done what you want to do, so why can't you do it too? It's just that they took that first step. I don't know if you guys have seen the website that I recently launched, thecarlywilson.com, but my blog entry that has yet to actually be formally posted is along the same topic as well. And in fact, the title of it is simply Change One Thing Today. In other words, take one step today. We get so caught up sometimes in feeling overwhelmed by all of our plans and this huge to-do list. I mean, my list already today is massive, but I know that if I take it one step at a time and do one thing at a time, that I will get it all done. And if I don't get it all done, I'll get most of it done, and I'll be proud of my accomplishments anyways. But, you know, the old me, and still sometimes, I won't lie, I do this. You know, I look at that list, it's got 50 things on it, and I'm like, forget it. I just don't have it in me to do it today. Well, don't do that, you guys. At least, you know, take that first step and, you know, figure out what that one step is. And if you need help figuring out what that one step is, then please contact Lindy or I, and we will help you. Like she said, we are not masters at this, but we have learned a lot along the way. And so a lot of people are asking us, you know, where are you getting this motivation? Where are you getting your inspiration from? And we have definitely referred back to several books that we're reading or motivational speakers. And I kind of wanted to just really quickly give you a short list of those, so that if you want, you can check them out. I typically either download the audiobook or the iBook from iTunes, and that just works well for me because I always have my phone on me. Having a mobile-based business, of course I'm attached to my smartphone. So, of course, the first is You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. The second that we've referred to from time to time is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The third that I don't think we've actually referred to on this call, but it's one that I started reading last week and just recently finished. It's called The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. And then, Lindy, I think you had another book that you have been reading, or at least reading parts of the Batterson book. Will you jump on and tell us what the title of that is and who the author is?
Are you talking about the one I just was telling you about this morning?
Yes.
It's called Going All In, and it's by Mark Batterson.
Awesome.
The one?
So I haven't read that one. It is, yes. I just wanted to give people a little reference
there's actually two others that when I pulled up my books that I've been listening to or reading, and one of them is Jumpstarting Your Growth by John Maxwell, who is an amazing leadership. You know, he's a speaker. He writes amazing books. And The Power of Self-Discipline, Making No Excuses by Brian Tracy are also books I've been reading. I Always learning, girl.
I know that, and that's the thing, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you know, find somebody that does. And I absolutely have loved reading these books. And I will tell you, I love reading. I always have. But I haven't always loved reading this genre of books. But let me tell you, it is, you know, feeding my fire, fueling my fire, feeding my soul in all kinds of different ways. And you will not regret picking up one of these books. And if you guys have any suggestions, you know, we would love to hear those at some point too. Well, if you want to post a comment on the call flyer, that'd be a great spot to go. There are tons and tons of books out there. You know, check one of them out, start there. Les Brown is another motivational speaker that we've talked about tons. You know, he is amazing. He actually said in one of his seminars that I listened to is that if you read one book a month on a certain topic, it would put you in the top 5% of experts in the world on that topic. I mean, that's kind of crazy if you think about it. You know, the average American admits to reading one book a year. So if you're reading one book a month on a certain topic, it puts you in the top 5% of experts in the world on that topic. So you guys, the information is available. You just have to go and check it out. So, Lindy, I think this is a great time for us to go ahead and wrap up this call, this Motivation Monday. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Lindy, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I think it's perfect.
Awesome.
It's going to be an amazing week.
Yes, it is. I hope you feel motivated like we do. Have a fantastic week, and we will be back here next Monday at 10 a.m.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.